Hey, this is B. Haywood, executive producer of Confirm Multimedia. And if you want extra content, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/confirm and get early access to all of our content.
You're listening to Confirm.
Big and Lazy.
This is the Big and Lazy podcast. This is Big, and we got a very special service for y'all. Early access.
Buymeacoffee.com/confirmed.
$5 will get you early access to the episode next day.
And $8 will get you exclusive content as well as early access to the episode. So if you don't want to miss any of the good stuff that we've got going on, then please subscribe to us at buymeacoffee.com/confirmed. Bye.
You're listening to Confirm.
This podcast was produced by B. Haywood for Confirm Podcast Network. Confirm.
This is the Big and Lazy Podcast. I'm B Fines. I'm Big. I got my co-host,
your boy Lazy.
And we got another special guest. Another two special guests. Mm-hmm. Introduce yourselves, man. Let them know who you're talking to, man.
I'm Don Scrooge.
I'm Kappa. Kappa, is that your shit?
And if you look back at one of our early episodes,
yeah,
he was like a special guest. You know, we always got special guests, but he was like a sub-special guest. He made an appearance, but you got to go find that.
Yeah, Don Scrooge, the smack guy.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Glad to have you back.
Like that on all platforms.
Appreciate you sliding back through on us, yeah, Brody. Sure.
Appreciate y'all for having me.
What you been having going on lately, man? It seems like the music game right now is really in your hands because it's wide open, man. So what you been working on?
Man, lately I'm just trying to cultivate artists to create an original sound. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, all the artists that really blow up, they have an original sound, you feel me? Yeah. Like, the people that's coming out, D-Lo, Sexy Red, like, they don't sound like nobody else. So,
yeah,
I'm trying to get people to, you know what I'm saying, bring their authentic self out.
Yeah.
Because nobody's like them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But everybody can copy somebody else, but it don't go nowhere. So, right. I might do something for a little bit, but it ain't going to have no longevity.
I feel like that's the biggest thing a producer can do is, like, not record bullshit, like, or not necessarily not allow it, you know what I'm saying? But
really try to allow it. I ain't gonna slint, like,
you know what I'm saying? But at least try to push you in the right direction instead of just taking your bread and recording you. You feel me? So,
but I don't record though, like, I'm a producer, like,
okay,
bro, record a little bit, but like, I'm really in the session, like, coaching, you know what I'm saying? Take it off, take this out,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Do it over again, or like, I'm just really Quincy Jones, you know what I'm saying?
To the
equation. Because, like, you know, Quincy Jones, he don't...
Yeah.
He ain't the one in there playing the instruments.
Nah.
But he's orchestrating the whole production.
Facts, though.
And, you know what I'm saying, keeping it in a certain direction, you know what I'm saying?
Facts. Especially if it's an idea that he got for some shit, you know, putting different artists on it. Especially, that's what he was good at. So,
yeah.
What you been having going on, Brody? Like, you got anything that we could go check out that's got your hands in it? You know what I mean?
So, right now, we're working on a mixtape / album.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? About pretty much everybody in the city. Like, citywide, I'm trying to make it statewide, but it's definitely citywide. You know what I'm saying? Every corner of the city's on here.
Mm-hmm.
From everywhere.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up, man.
Mm-hmm. Like, who you got on there? Give us, like, if you want, give us a little spoiler, like a little name, artist or whatnot.
I feel like he said it. Corner to corner.
Yeah. Okay. So, you know.
Corner to corner. Yeah. It was like from West End, East End, South End.
Man.
That's how it's supposed to be.
Uber, all that.
That's amazing, bro. That's really going to show the Louisville sound. For real.
Yeah, for sure.
How you feel about bringing everybody together on that? Like, do you think you could make it a function? Like, motherfuckers come and do a block party or some shit like that, some wild shit like that?
Like, I ain't gonna stand for a while. I was hesitant about it because, like, just with all the shit going on outside in the world and shit, like, I was hesitant to go through with it. But I'm like, bro, the city really needs it. And it's like, you got producers that's dealing with you know what I'm saying, who they deal with, but like we the young hot talent that, you know what I'm saying, it's like me and bruh's unfuckable.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I put us up against any producers in the world. Like.
So what's the conversation like? You said you don't let people put out no, you know, garbage. Like, what's the conversation when you like, check us out, big bro. Check us out in some mold, you know.
Nah. What you mean, like somebody check it? Like somebody asked me to check out their music out when I'm actually in the studio session.
Like, what's the conversation like? Like, damn, that's just, you know, like.
It really be in the studio while we been making music. Like, we redo if the take is a bad take.
Right.
Gonna tell them to do a better take.
But it's like coaching though. Like, you gotta know how to say certain shit to get the reaction that you want. Facts. You know what I'm saying? Because you can say shit in a derogatory way or the wrong way, and you feel me, a motherfucker might take it the wrong way.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? You might be like, that shit's weak. You know what I'm saying? Do it over. Or you could be like, I don't like that one. Like, you need more energy. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, instead of just giving criticism, like, tell them why you didn't like it. You know what I'm saying? So they can fix the problem.
You ever run into artists that they don't want to hear it? Like, they feel like what they doing, or how they doing it is...
Always.
Okay.
But to be honest, like, them be like one night stands.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Them be
you
like,
probably wasn't gonna see them back anyway. No sense.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Cause my thing is like, I've been in music for a long time. Like, I played the drums for, I'm 25. I've been playing the drums for 23 years.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I started off at River City Drum Corps.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Then I started playing at St. Stephen's. I played there from like 5 to 18.
So, really?
Yeah, so I've been in the music lane for a long time. Like, I did it all through school. I got in band in like 5th grade in school. Then I did it 6th, 7th, 8th grade, all through high school and college too. You know what I'm saying? I studied.
It's a lot of discipline.
Yeah. So like, it's a different standard level when it comes to me. Like, I'm not just, I understand certain stuff's gonna be vibing off the top, but it's like, It needs to hit the people in a certain way.
Yeah.
And there's certain stuff that like go into it. I can't give it all up, but like.
Yeah, but you're right though.
Like, I'm thinking, you know what I'm saying? When I'm making beats and stuff, I'm thinking of like, nigga riding down the street in the old school with them 15s in the trunk.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, how's it going to sound when they ride with it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That was my favorite thing to do when I left the studio, was straight to the car, high sound in the car.
Mm-hmm.
So
really,
hell yeah! As soon as I got done, whatever you got right now, I want to lift that bitch in the car. You know,
that's where that's home. Where the sass headphones.
Oh yeah, I got a lot of shit out. I just since we started the pod, like, I've been putting my time into this and cutting hair. I really don't be having time, but I write. You know, I got, you know, shit out. I got all the shit out everywhere it's supposed to be at. But how did you start doing music? How did you get into you know, producing, making beats, and shit like that?
Middle school, I was in a middle school band for like 6th to 8th grade. And then high school, I was in band too.
What high school y'all go to? Like,
I went to PRP. I went to a couple of different high schools, but yeah. I graduated from PRP.
Okay.
Yeah. I went to the 30 Central High School, you know.
Listen to
me.
They always think they better than
somebody. I want to go to Central Bad.
Nah,
though.
It ain't about being better. It's just, you know what I'm saying? Being proud.
Anybody
about
from
where you
Central,
yeah,
you think.
You got that jacket, pride. If you know, you know.
Nice facts, though. I mean, even if you play for the Yellow Jackets, they the same type of niggas.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. Because I play for the Yellow Jackets.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
Jacket,
yeah.
Pride. My nigga Shiz, he's still down there. He coaching and shit now, but he'll never let you take it from him that he played for the Yellow Jackets. But,
yeah, I was in a high school band.
Mm-hmm.
And then I really wasn't feeling the band for real. I was bored, and my peoples had a studio in their house, so I just started making beats.
Yeah.
And I went hard at that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Gave me a hobby.
Yeah, that's how I got started rapping, too, though. I messed up my homie's big brother's studio. Something was crashed. He was like, y'all been fucking with my shit? Something was crashed on the Pro Tools.
Yeah.
I was like, cut me on, bro. And that's how it started, but I swear, man, niggas that can make beats, bro, is like flipping to me. I always hated niggas that can make beats because I cannot make beats, bro. I sat there with a nigga that's coaching me. I done sat around with niggas in nice studios where they got every function that you need. And no.
You got to put your time into it. That ain't no overnight thing.
I already know. I stopped rapping for a minute and got the shit just to... I used to grab a studio and get everything just to record myself. Then it turned into trying to make beats. And one day my nigga told me, he was like, yeah, bro. Yeah, fool. I think you just need to rap. Because he said, yeah. You said he called me over here because you had some hot shit. Mm-hmm. That shit was not hot.
Now, to be good at music, period, you got to have good judgment.
Yeah.
Like... It starts with the judgment, like what's okay and what ain't okay. You mm-hmm. feel me? Because like, it's a lot of niggas that make beats, but like, the judgment of their choice of sounds that they selecting mm-hmm. and the orchestration of what they putting together, it ain't giving.
And also, you know, also never fuck with loops or nothing. So like, OG was like, bro, you don't know how to play the piano or nothing, so you might need a little loop. You might need to find you a sound.
Like,
use a loop.
Loops is like, it's a couple of different things.
Just starting, you feel me?
It's basically like a melody that somebody else created. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So they got MIDI loops where it's like, you could put it on pianos, different type of playing instruments, strings or whatever.
Yeah.
Then they got like drum loops too, though. Like, you can use 808s and snares and snare rolls and hi-hat rolls. So it's like, it's really no excuse why a person can't make a complex beat. You know what I'm saying? Because there's a lot of tools out there. It's just like, if you're willing to go seeking, find the tools.
And I hate watching y'all make beats because it's like, especially on Fruit Loops, they throw it up there like the beat, then they just I'm like, whoa. That shit sound good. I put my shit on that shit. What? I ain't put that. But it's like, y'all know exactly.
It's the judgment.
Like
you said,
it's the time. You putting in that time. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I commend you niggas, though, that's really pushing for good music, though, because I fuck with good music.
Yeah, for sure.
Real talk. And y'all part of, like, you know, even though it's like y'all, you know, you got y'all thing, but last time you came with the whole clique. So it's like, how is that
30 deep
being a...
I mean, I was supposed to come with him, you feel me?
Where was you at?
I got my wisdom teeth. 2 foot.
Oh yeah,
I think they like said something like it.
We would have had you on like
FaceTime.
We
would have
had
you on
like we had him on like Kanye, man.
Yeah.
But how is it being? Because I ain't gonna lie, I think that would be the only thing that would get on my nerves is being around a whole bunch of rappers if I made beats. Because everybody ain't trying to buy beats. So how's that being in a camp full of people and y'all got the hottest beats? So it's like, you know, you want niggas to pay for it, but you also want niggas to be great. That's my mind frame. Like,
everybody got to pay.
Yeah.
Man.
Okay.
Yeah, everybody got to pay.
Everybody got to pay, you know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
Like, regardless, you know what I'm saying? It might be different forms of payment.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But everybody, you know what I'm saying? It's business at the end of the day. Like, every customer ain't the same.
Yeah.
That's though.
You know what I'm saying? Some customers are seasonal. Some customers is daily, weekly. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So it's like,
but those are the ones that you willing to sit down with, like, I made this for you, bro.
You say different forms of payment. So you ever took some ass?
Nah.
I see it in his eyes.
I'm trying to make a stripper song.
For real, to be honest, like, I ain't trying to like really like fuck with the artist on that tip. Like, if it's a woman, like,
yeah, you're right.
I'm trying to keep it professional.
Yeah, it just gets in the way, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Unless you was already doing something and then you find out somebody do music and then you coach them into being something, that's different. You feel me? But if you meet somebody in the studio, like,
some business shit.
Like, yeah, nah.
Yeah. But I mean, but if you look how many relationships that's fucked up in, you know, not even in music, just in you meet a female that's a plug on something, you trying to hit her, now she ain't picking up her phone.
My freshman year high school.
Yeah, you got a discipline.
Yeah.
My math teacher told me, you don't play where you lay.
Facts.
You don't.
You know what I'm saying?
Don't get your honey where you make your money.
Math.
You got to have discipline.
Yes.
You can't get everything.
I learned that young in life. Don't get your honey where you make your money, man. Yeah.
Facts. Yeah. I had a coach say, he used to say, my coach at Central, I ain't gonna say his name, but he used to be like, just because it's wet, don't mean you feel me?
Yeah.
So what, this question for both of y'all. What song can y'all say, it can be old, it can be that you feel like it's the perfectly produced song, perfectly put together, or it was just perfect? Perfect. It could be new, old, just something that really, it might even inspire you to go make a beat or to make beats, just, you know. I love good music, so that's I feel like that's a good music
question. What was that one song? I hate to say it like that.
Putting him on the spot.
It's an old song. It used to come on MTV.
Uh-huh. Is it rap, R&B?
It's not rap or R&B. It's like white people. Mm-hmm. It's a band.
Okay. I feel you
Fire
on that. Fireflies. Hold on. You talking about that? Easy to say, I keep a check. Is that it?
Fireflies. That's the name of the artist or the song? Hold on.
You gonna pull it up?
Yeah.
What about you, Brody?
What was your question?
What's a song that just you feel like it's perfectly put together? It might be a song that you heard from your childhood or something new. Just something that put you, might have inspired you to make a beat or make beats or push you into music. You know what I mean? Just the perfectly put together song that you've ever heard.
Perfectly put together.
Yep, from the artist to the beat to the production.
Fireflies, Owl City by Owl City.
I gotta hear it.
Bring it the little book.
Oh, okay. I remember that.
Yeah, motherfucker, so.
I would say
that motherfucker so hard.
You gave me a chance to think. So I would say Luther Vandross, Never Too Much.
That
nice. That bass line right there is sick.
Yeah. It is, ain't it?
That's a bad motherfucker. Yeah.
It is.
And he even had to come on with a different style. I can't. You feel me? Yeah. He had to come on that bitch really smart.
I forgot the bass player's name, but like, that's another thing. Like, when I first started making beats, I was in college. And like, I would study like bass players, you know what I'm saying? Like, they theory around their instrument to get an understanding of the 808 and how to place it.
In yeah.
The
they said one of the best.
What am I?
Best bass play songs was that Master P song.
What?
That damn.
I like that.
Look at the name of it.
If I had a beat I can go to, is that Celly Cell? It's going down tonight. It's going down to that motherfucker just said whole little. Down I love that right there. That's a nice little funky beat, man. Yeah. YouTube Music be having some nice mixes, dog. You put a song in that shit just rolls.
His name is Marcus Miller.
Okay.
The bass player for his song Never Too Much.
All right, shout out to Marcus, man. Yeah.
Marcus Miller. Marcus Miller and Victor Wooten. I used to listen to a lot. I still do, but like, they real educational on the bass instrument. And I don't really know how to play the bass for real like that, but I could play a little bit of key bass.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Enough to make a beat and shit like that.
Yeah, they said if you master the keyboard enough, every sound's on there, so you'd be able
to go crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy work, man. Mm-hmm. That's crazy work.
I played a violin. This is random as fuck when I was in like fifth grade. Yeah, I played a violin.
It's hard though.
Yeah,
I played strings, trombone. Strings and keys is different, bro. Because like strings is like, it's like positions.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like keys is like, it's like chords. It's positions too, but it's like chords. Like you spreading your, you using different methods. It's like this versus this.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like.
So how many instruments can you play? Can y'all play?
I can basically play all the percussion instruments. I play drums. I played in the marching band at Central for a little bit.
Okay.
Pep band and stuff. I played the snare and marching band.
Can't believe Big was on the violin, man.
Yeah, I played the violin.
I played the keys a little
That's
bit.
That's how you hurt your shoulder on the lawn.
I done played the organ in church.
Okay. See, the church really set you apart when you, because a lot of people that started in the church is big, like Snoop Dogg. They sing, they can play the drums, that all that's from church. I feel like that's what's missing too, with the community, with the youth and all that. Mm-hmm. Like, if we had more stuff that's like, you know, music, art, all that. You feel me? You put that in the summer camps and shit like that. Like, it's really nothing for them to do but to hang with their friends and shit like that now. So, if you put a facility together where it's like, cool, y'all can learn how to play the drums, like the River City. Like, I feel like
I was in there.
That was the shit when we was young. You feel me?
It was.
What's the dude with the locks name?
Mr. Naughty.
Yeah.
Mr. White.
Yep. You feel me?
So, Mr. Naughty White.
That's what we need to start pushing.
Is that still going on?
Do have something active.
Yeah, for sure.
I ain't seen him in years, bro. That's crazy, bro. But I used to go to St. Stephen's and shit like that too back in the day.
But I literally started out in River City Drum Corps, and like I stopped playing there when I was probably like 4.
You gotta know Marcus then.
Marcus who?
Wes.
I had to see his face because I was very young. You feel me?
Yeah.
I played in the River City Drum Corps. I was 2 and 3.
Yeah.
Ah, okay.
You
yeah.
feel me? So
damn,
like,
that's what's up.
He went and played ball for Atherton.
2, 3, 4.
Used to be with like, Soon.
Then I started playing in St. Stephen's in the children's choir, like probably like 3-4 months before I turned 5.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
So
did you start off in the church too?
No.
Then like I grew up at St. Stephen's, so like, you know, they musical production
it's fire.
Is very like serious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So
top notch.
You don't make choir practice, you might not be in.
Yeah. I used to miss the rehearsal. I couldn't play.
Yeah.
And I used to, like, when I got older, when I started playing full services, like, I had to be at the band rehearsal.
Uh-huh.
Or if I didn't come to band rehearsal, I'm not getting to play. You feel me?
And it was that serious, huh?
Yeah, for sure.
Uh-huh.
For sure. Yes.
So.
Because I wasn't mature. Like, when I got older and I was in college, I'd be going to church and, like, I wouldn't even know what I'm playing that Sunday.
Yeah.
You feel me? I just get up on there. And when I was a kid, like, one of my OGs, shout out Charles Anderson, like, he used to tell me, like, sometimes I get up there and I might not even know the song.
Uh-huh.
And I couldn't really, like, comprehend what he was saying back then. But it's like, once you understand progressions of music, like, you can kind of guess where it's going.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Especially if you at least got an idea. But just to change subjects off music for a second, but it's also a question. How do y'all feel about Brian, you know, pulling his weight and getting his son in the league? You feel me? It's a lot of people saying he don't deserve it and this and that. You know what I mean? Me personally, if I'm top of anything, I don't give a fuck if it's Walmart, nigga. My little nigga gonna come in here and run some shit.
Yeah, for sure. Like,
I don't blame me. I don't blame him at all.
At the end of the day, it's life shit, chestnut checkers. You feel me?
Yeah.
So it's like, the first thing I was thinking about him is $2 million contracts in one house. You feel me?
Yeah.
Because Bronny's still young, you know?
Yes, sir.
He probably got a spot or something. I don't know the nigga's business, but like, I'm just thinking like shit.
But he got a money from that Twitch. The Twitch gaming?
Yeah, he do.
Yeah,
he's
facts.
A millionaire
off
that.
Brown facts, but plus the NBA.
Yeah.
And
but, plus he didn't even have to do nothing. He can just be Bronny and say, fuck it, my daddy's Brown. We gonna be rich forever already. But
I just, shout out to Brian, because if I was saying. Brian was my daddy, I wouldn't have no work ethic at all. I would be at home rolling blunts all day. Give me my third mixtape. You know what I mean? I'm working hard for. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I've been seeing a lot of posts about LeBron, Dion, and the ball father.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's dope.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. A lot of niggas ain't got fathers to even look up to.
Where'd that come from?
Just trying to roll up.
Oh, shit, do your thing. But,
you said do what?
Yeah.
I done quit smoking.
What was I about to say? Ball, he actually changed the game. Like, we thought that nigga was crazy when he first came on. Because all this NIL shit and all this.
Come on, man.
He started at, what's that, JBL League? He started a league where you ain't got to go to college. Like, he changed the game. He changed, like, the forecast of, you know what I mean? He really changed the forecast of what we see. So,
and like I said, give a lot of niggas flowers. Ain't got daddies to that's even there to push them to do anything. So when everybody thought he was crazy, he was like, yeah, they're going to have their own shoe. They're going to whatever they want. But how can you hate on a nigga that is putting their kids in position? If my mom and them, if all of our parents had trust funds and shit for us, I mean, like you said, what work ethic would we have if it was given all to us? This man still wants to work hard. He still...
Right.
Come on now. You think he's pulling his son in here to bullshit? And it's like I was saying before the pod. I said, it's a young man's game. After Bron and Steph and KD and all them niggas is gone, it's a young man's game. 19 to 25 is the range right now. And the top dogs in the league is only 26. Jason Tatum and them, they only 26.
But it's always a young man's game, though.
Yeah, but you just think for how long.
It's just going to be a new generation when they gone.
Look at that stretch from 2000 to, let's say, 2010. You got Brian, you got Melo, you got, when they came in, it was still Vince Carter's and shit like that, too. Facts. But then it shifted.
Yeah.
We had big names. Some of them niggas that got drafted, we was like, who the fuck is he?
Nah, facts.
Yeah, man.
You know what I mean? That's when you know the generational shift. Bronny's going to fit right in because, like he said, I don't want to be a... I ain't saying I want to be like, I want the hella rings. I want to be the GOAT. I'm saying, he said, I want to play like Derek White and Drew
but
Holiday.
But he can't really say it, though. He can't come in and say, I want to be the next LeBron.
I mean, that nigga might be trolling.
Yeah, yeah. He don't want to. He can't come
in and say that.
The way he got,
I just think he was saying he want to come in and develop before our eyes. Like, if it takes some years to develop, he's only 19. You know, when he's 25, what's he going to look like?
He always going to have a roster spot.
As long as
he get this last name.
Come on now. Shit. Mm-hmm.
Did y'all grow up with fathers in the house?
Yeah. RIP my father. My father passed last year.
Sorry, my
father was hard. My daddy was hard on me, though.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you this. Like, you said you had a father in the house. Do you see the difference from, like, your peers and classmates that didn't have a father in the house? Do you see a difference?
Yeah, for sure.
Really?
Yeah, for sure.
Like, what would you say, like?
I put it like this: when a little boy don't have his father around,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying? He doesn't have those male traits to pick up on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. So he's picking up on more female traits than male traits. You know what I'm saying? So.
This is the Big and Lazy Podcast. I'm Big. I'm B Fines, and we're excited to announce our collaboration with Flur. Together, we are offering a brand new course specifically designed for musicians and artists just like you. This course is packed with viable insight, practical tips to help you grow and succeed in your creative endeavors. And if you use our link to purchase this program, we get a little kickback. So I need you to go check, and the link's going to be in the description, in the comments. Go check that out. Flur, Big and Lazy, together, putting Louisville on the map.
Or the male traits he's picking up could be the wrong ones.
Yeah,
exactly.
You know, your father's your true essence anyway. You seeing this nigga really, you know what I'm saying? Like, I remember when my dad was a young nigga. You feel what I'm saying? I remember the shit he was doing and everything. So, and also, like, my dad was hard on me. I feel like it's always, even though he ain't
good
around.
Though. It's good, though, for a father to be hard on this kid.
It definitely is because I feel like my situation was different between my homie that didn't have a father now is because he ain't tripping about going home and he in trouble. I know this nigga's
ready to
be on, but
I don't know. Cause I ain't have my father. But like my mama had shit on lock.
Yeah.
But I have father figures.
Yeah.
Manly figures in life.
Right. You picked up after the good ones. But I understand a strong mama because my auntie, like, I feel like my auntie was way more strict than my mama and daddy. Like they household was way different. Like even how she disciplined them was crazy.
Was she a single parent?
Yes. Uh-huh. And it was like, hey, cuz, y'all trying to do this? Well, you know mama don't get off to this time. I'm like, nigga, I'm outside right now. Nigga, they ain't getting off to 6. I'm right. Good. Nah.
Nah, I wouldn't never. I always played it safe. I ain't gonna lie. You feel me?
What you mean by play it safe?
Like, I'm not ready to do no stupid shit.
Yeah, okay.
Get on mama's bad side.
And yeah, I think
I'm not finna go outside and do no stupid shit.
Yeah.
Like, and I think some of this stuff is already in you. Some people just wire like, man, like, you can't understand stupid shit. Like, this motherfucker's rich. You know what I mean? Like, serious business. Like, I've been trying to
have fathers that do wild shit, too.
Yeah. Facts.
Yeah, for sure.
Facts. Because, like I said, I got a little homie. He hooped. He did good in life. His daddy's a pastor. His mama's, you know, good, great woman. Grew up in a great neighborhood, but all his cousins was in the streets, and that's just what he wanted. Like, he tapped into that shit. He's doing time right now. And then when I talk to him, I feel like I finally got them stripes. I'm good because I'm straight. Feel me? Solid. Niggas ain't say I talk. Like, cuz, I don't give a fuck. You good? Yeah, I'm good. But you know, niggas know I got the stripes now. I'm like, come on, cuz.
Niggas will throw it all away for a little validity.
Yeah, they will.
Lean.
That shit sold up, bro.
It's just lean.
That's the some streets for you now.
Like, cause I had a friend like that. Like, he was grew up in a nice neighborhood, 2-parent home. Like, you say, just why? Like,
yeah.
He always act like he was, bro. You work at a call center, but like we, I'm not saying I'm not that life, but we working jobs, bro. Ain't nobody.
Yeah, and it's okay to be.
And that's okay. But he was just oh man, I got the 30. Like, bro, we not living that type. I'm not. I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, that was just the corniest shit ever to me. He was old. He was about mid-20s. I'm like, bro, you having a midlife crisis or something, bro? Yeah. Like, we working. What, they going to rob us for PTO time?
Niggas
that do it. What
the fuck? Niggas be like, and then especially being in the studio, bro. It's more niggas in the studio with guns. Uh-huh. Yeah. Like, when I go to other studios, like, even in other states, bro, like, niggas be in there with guns. They, like, most of them probably don't even got a band on them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
$1,000, but they got a big murder case on it. You feel me? Yeah, yeah.
Fake.
Yeah. Real talk, man. Like,
I think that's.
And I told him, we fell out about that. I'm like, bro.
So we fell out.
Serious. Like, bro, like, we in this, we in here chilling, playing 2K. Like, why you got gun? Like, bro, like, if you feel that way about, you ain't got to bring your gun, you got to be this. This don't come in my house no more, bro. Yeah, we just cut this, nip this shit in the bud. And,
yeah.
When he died a couple years back and we went speaking off that shit, bro, like, that kind of fucks me to this day. Like,
I mean, but you got to stay away from niggas that's like that. Like, I tell my son all the time, like my homie, bro, you know Durn.
Yeah.
You know, Durn's talking to my son, you know what I'm saying? And me and Durn was like this. You feel me? That was my dog. But he told my son, he said, you want to know what your daddy always was on? He said, I commend him because he always knew when to leave. Like, I hang with you all day. As soon as these niggas was talking about this and that.
I affect.
But this is 20 years apart, damn near. Uh-huh. He's talking to my 12-year-old like, listen, look at me. You feel me? I'm telling you. He was like, your daddy was that nigga. Like, we could be chasing females, you know, doing all types of shit, climbing in and out of windows, you know, sneaking in bitches' houses. As soon as they're talking about, hey, we got to do the same thing we did over shorties, or we going to rob the motherfucker. Oh!
It's time to go home. Yeah.
I got to go. But you know what? A real friend, like, well, I tell him, real friends don't pressure you.
Oh, yeah.
Real friends, like, he never was like, oh, nigga, you was a bitch. Don't call that nigga over here. He never did that to me. And and that's what I tell my son all the time. You gotta teach your kids, I think, about the surroundings. It's like driving. Mm-hmm. You can be an okay driver, but if you can read everybody else, you would be an excellent driver. So if you could kind of coach your kids to pick their friends wisely, you know what I mean? Like, that's everything. You can have a great household, but if bro smoke weed and his people let him smoke weed, 9 times out of 10, nigga, young niggas is gonna be like, shit, I hit some weed.
Yeah.
So it's all about influence, especially with music.
So, like, speaking of, like, growing up, we touched on it, like, how hard was, like, peer pressure? But, like, was that a big factor in, like, and y'all, and this is you, and this is you, Tajay, too, like, how hard was it dealing with peer pressure? Because I was one of them, like you say, it was plenty of times for me to hit the weed, but I didn't. Like, I started smoking until I was, like, 20, but I ain't stopped seeing, but you know what I mean? But
the peer pressure with weed was too early, 11, 12, but I felt like, That's probably the worst thing I did as a kid was hit some weed, because that was like a routine then. Like, when we, you know, when I get with cuz or I get with a certain homie and I know, but we used to be like, we athletes, we don't smoke tobacco, we just hit weed.
Yeah.
You know, but I also feel like if you ain't, because I also seen niggas, like, once we got in high school, you know, we was like OGs freshman year. We was already smoking, we have our own weed. The older niggas like hang with us, you know. But I also seen niggas that was pretty cool that started smoking weed, and that's all the fuck they want to do, even as grown people, is sit around, smoke weed, and be average. Like, I don't even like to get high when I'm broke. I'm like, I can't smoke no weed right now. I have $0 to get it. I'm going to borrow to get it. I'm not about to smoke no weed.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But peer pressure for me was kind of like, I don't give a fuck about being embarrassed anyway, but that's just my character. Thanks. So I don't mind being called, like, oh, you a punk. You don't want to go do this and that, you know. You ain't trying to go steal a car. Nigga, no. You know what I'm saying? But for me, it was pretty easy. I don't get embarrassed, and I don't really give a fuck if you fuck with me or not. So, but I've always been like that since, like, elementary school. Like,
yeah. Long wolf. For me, for real,
like, I was the youngest, like, from everybody I always been around my whole life, I always been the youngest, so peer pressure, I can't say I got peer pressure. Really, niggas is trying to keep me from not doing shit.
Yeah.
But me being curious, I still did it anyway, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I really didn't suffer from peer pressure at all growing up, I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah,
That's what's
I
up.
Ain't either for real, because, like, shit.
Y'all always been like, man, y'all just on some money. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I'm just digging the hood at, you know. I'm the nigga going to work every day. You know, y'all just sitting on this stoop. You know what I mean? Doing nothing.
Even when like,
I'm cool,
too.
But then again, I ain't too cool. You know what I'm saying?
Even when you was young, though, you would be the young nigga that was older than the young niggas, but you was going to work and shit. And,
yeah.
You know, shit like that. I always been like that, too, but it's like, anything I ever got into, I wanted to get into. You ain't have to convince me to.
Yeah, facts. Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like, I ain't really into placing blame and I'm glad that rubbed off on my son, too, because like, when he get in trouble, he's not really trying to place blame. He know if somebody called in school and said he did this, he's like, you know. That's kind of how I was, too. So, if I did get caught doing anything wrong, or I ain't looking to blame nobody. That's when niggas turn into rats.
Mm-hmm.
Even when they young, like, you know what I'm saying? So-and-so and them was over. Oh, man. We had this nigga named Ricky. I hope you see this, Ricky.
Yeah.
Black-ass Ricky. Black Rick. We lived in Shively at this time. It was 4th of July. We lighting our fireworks. We got like, shit, my wife was with us. When I was probably about 10, we moved to Shively. So from 10 to my junior year, we lived in Shively. So my wife was with us. We was probably like 13, 14. Whole bunch of girls, some homies. Everybody got fireworks. We lighting them all over the neighborhood. But it was this girl's house. And we was shooting them at a house because then nobody really like her. So cops get called and shit. All the girls go where they was going at. Next door to my house, a couple of homies came with my house. Everybody really just went home. We get a knock at the door. This nigga Rick is showing where everybody live at. Because he got caught.
Oh, wow.
Nah.
Like, literally, bro. And he kept trying to come and hoop with us the next few days. Nigga, get out of here. Like, they asked me, bro. I had to. No, bro. You could have said, I don't know who they was. I'm in the neighborhood. Man, he came to the police came to our house.
Pointed everybody out.
Man, at least like four houses.
Before we go home, man, subscribe to our Instagram.
Yes, sir.
Subscribe to our Facebook, TikTok, YouTube, Twitter, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, everything. Anywhere you can find podcasts, Big and Lazy is there.
Yes, sir.
Big and Lazy Pod is our Instagram and all our links and stuff is there. So, it's all in one spot. But I'm going to ask y'all this. If y'all could work with any artist, if you had a blank check, if you could work with any artist, who would it be? Any two artists. Somebody for the hook and somebody to lay the verses. Like, who would it be?
Somebody for the hook, lay the verses.
I'm going to say
anybody in history, any producer, any artist, just what they say to save the world.
I think I'm going to get Pharrell to lay the hook. Write the hook.
Ooh.
You hear me? Give me right the hook.
That's legendary right there.
Tight time. I'm feeling like, it too. Yeah. I'm gotta go with Future and Boss Man D-Lo.
That'd be hard right there, boy.
Yeah, I think that's coming.
Sound for real.
Yeah. Y'all going to the concert?
What'd you just say for real? Who?
For the verse. Lil Wayne.
That'd be nice.
That's for real. Wayne ever did something.
It sounds like they should have something, shouldn't they?
Man, they'll go crazy.
I fuck with Future, man. Future, he gets a bad rap, but you know, like he had a hell of a run, boy.
The reason why I like it, it's a love hate with me with Future too, but it's like I feel like he gets away with a lot and people call him the GOAT. Like,
yeah,
he get away with a lot of shit. Like, I don't really like swag.
That's
because
he win, though.
I don't really like swag.
Ain't talking about
when you
nothing.
Win, you get away with a lot of shit.
Yeah. To me, he ain't talking about nothing, but people always be like, man, you just so hip hop. I'm not, though. It's just like, I fuck with Future. Like, I really fuck with Future heavy. It's some shit that come on from Future. Like, Trophy is one of the greatest songs ever made with Kanye and Future. You feel me? It's greatly produced. It's everything. Got Charlie Wilson on that bitch. You know what I mean? But it's like, once you influence niggas to rap like you, you the shit. You the god. Like, ain't nothing I can say. It's a nigga on Facebook, you know, he be like, nigga, that nigga's bigger than Pac. Nigga, that nigga's better than Pac. I'm like, man, like,
but it's niggas that do it after every new rapper come out with a new style. It's 40 million other niggas trying, you know what I'm saying?
Migos.
Imitate the style and shit in their own music.
Yeah.
And it sounds directly like it. And they be like, bro, you biting, cuz? Like,
yeah.
Like, nigga, we heard this nigga already do it.
Yeah.
You gonna do the shit too.
But nowadays, it it's crazy to me that it goes. Like, a nigga come out with the same, like...
Bro, that's like Honcho, a nigga being like,
Honcho I want the outfit because like you three different on. Niggas. I'm like...
You say what?
That's like a nigga being Honcho like, I want the outfit because you got it on.
Right.
So I see the way the ladies look at you. I see where girls looking at you in that outfit, so I won't put the same outfit on.
Yeah.
Think you're going to get the I same hate
that, outfit. That's corny as fuck, ain't it?
That's how niggas be, though, yeah. bro. You'd be surprised, bro.
Honcho sound like the nigga rock...
Which Honcho?
The nigga, what did you say? What you doing? Where you been?
Nigga from
that
the
sounds like the same nigga that's saying, you dropped this rubber, who this for?
You talking I'm about Rallo Rodriguez?
I'm like, man, like.
It's nah, like, they don't sound the exact same. Sound
like, nah, they don't, but then it's like, everybody want me to like Gunna. Like, I just had started liking Thug not too long ago, and I can't fuck with a nigga that, I don't know. To me, it ain't got nothing to do with no, I never listened to Gunna. Another reason why I don't listen, I don't really like swag rap. Like, when everybody was like the Offset and Gunna song is amazing, it's perfectly, man. I'm like, man, it's just swaggy. It's like, it's like boots. And,
niggas is too cool in the booth, huh?
Not even that. Like, I love laid back rappers. Dom Kennedy, Larry June, Currency. I love them type niggas, but swag rap, now it's like these niggas is wearing quilts and
It's just all
swag. They ain't talking about nothing. It's look at my wrist, my watch, my boots, my car, my watch, my glasses, my boots.
That's crazy work right there.
But I commend niggas I commend these rappers though, because I don't want to be labeled an old head, a nigga that don't, because it's just what you get from, you know, it evolved into this. You know what I mean? So.
Hey. So what era would y'all say is the best hip hop? Like, what era would you say proves the best music?
2000s.
Yeah.
2000. Like the 2000, between 2000 and 2010?
Mm-hmm.
I think I'll give you that.
I think it was the best street rap. The best,
I ain't gonna lie, the best year was 2016, though.
The best music came from the 70s.
Yeah.
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 Gone.
And that's why I hate when people be
ain't
like,
nobody trying to listen to that,
before we get out of here, that's why I hate when people be like, they hate the raunchy music. Because if you go back, Ron Asley and all of them singers, they was kicking that shit. That nigga Ron Asley said, oh, I'm coming. Coming on
it
strong.
Was, though.
You know what I'm saying? In between the sheets. You know, they mad at Sexy Red, but we had Kaya, Lil' Kim, Trina.
Ain't none of this shit new on the sun, but fuck we just don't think it now. We
come
just
on, man.
You know, when we was 17... We 35 now. We 34 now. We don't, our parents, you know what I'm saying? Because our parents said the same shit when we listened to Master P or whatever.
Nah, man, they was a freak nigga. Huh? They was a freak nigga. I don't want to hear nothing from the 90s. You done with the 90s.
Oh, I'm just saying, I might be on there watching real good. I'm like, man, I'm not looking for you on a hotel freak nigga documentary.
I was. So, mama.
Before we get out of here, ask y'all a couple of questions. Who y'all would like to see on here at all? You know, if you can. But you got to be able to make that call or that, you know, phone call. Who would y'all want to be? They could be a good fit on here.
On the show?
Yeah.
Y'all ever had, Gangsta No on here yet?
Mm-mm. Gangsta No?
Gangsta No.
Nope. I'm ready.
Get on here.
My artist.
Okay.
Session the other day.
Who else?
We working every day.
Yeah.
Every day.
Every day.
How can they reach out and get in work? You know, get some work from you. Or have you know?
Y'all got hit us up on you feel me on Instagram, Facebook.
You can hit my manager.
You got pull up for
Sensei Noah. You know what I'm saying?
So who's Lou to y'all? He's not your manager. Yeah.
Lou. We in management with him.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, I got you.
You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
That's good to have people around you that don't do music want to see you.
Nah, facts. That's what you need.
That's the key. Like, when everybody talk about G and, like, you know, niggas can say what they want about him. He had people around him that wanted him to see him. Then everybody can rap because he's on. But it's like, in the beginning, I seen it at the studio. It was like, everybody was surrounded to him to want him to win. And that's what you need. You don't need 6 niggas on the track.
But from the outside looking in, it just looked like, you know what I'm saying? He had some educated niggas around him.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? To organize a group of niggas together. You know what I'm saying? Where they can all have a role in a position to make one person feed everybody.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's really what it's about. Like, that's what we're looking for in an artist. Like, or artist that's, you know what I'm saying, don't know it all, but knows enough. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
So let me ask y'all this. little hypothetical. Would y'all rather be the star player dropping 30 a night on a losing team or the 8th, 10th man on the bench on a winning team?
Depends on the pay.
Why am I the 8th, 10th man on the winning team? I'm not good enough.
You're not, just not, people are better than you, but the team's winning, you know.
I don't feel like it ever happened.
But they could be the equivalent, though.
Huh? Yeah.
They can be the equivalent.
What you
like,
mean?
Like the 8th good person on the championship team could be a star player on another team.
Mm. So I'm just asking, which one would I rather be?
That's what I'm saying. It's the same thing to me.
Same thing?
It's the same exact person.
It's the same person, but which team would you rather be on?
For I mean, the winning team, of course.
Okay.
But
yeah. But I'm still going, like,
I don't want to be the,
I was raised to be the top three
player on
this. So it's like, nah, ain't no,
not even top three. If you ain't won, you ain't won.
I ain't gonna lie. Mm-hmm. I would rather play with LeBron over Jordan because I know.
Because
for years I know we going to the championship.
I ain't gonna lie.
And I could be that's what I'm about to say. And I could be that difference maker. I could be that Robert Horry come in and hit that game.
This is an unpopular opinion, but I feel like Tim Duncan is better than Kobe.
Damn, Kobe.
Better than Kobe, like, yeah. Unpopular opinion. I just want to ruffle some feathers.
I mean, it do, because you, especially if they talking hardware.
Yeah.
When they at the table, they talking hardware. But I just feel like overall, Kobe.
Why you
the,
say it though?
Yeah.
The only player to win a championship in 3 different decades.
Mm-hmm.
Only player.
Tim Duncan.
Yeah. Yep. 90s.
Because Tim Duncan, like, he don't get the credit he deserves. You feel me? Because he's a quiet player.
He's a big man.
That's what I was raised.
Yeah, he went out. That's true.
If you want somebody to remember, you got to make them remember you.
Yeah.
Feel me?
Yeah.
And like you said, though, he's not a Shaq. He was a, you know, Shaq is in your
face. He's
finna
drop 20.
He's dunking on you. He's doing 10, movies. 10. He's, you know, I think it has a lot to do with it, too. Shaq was in Hollywood, you know.
Nah, Shaq's better than Tim, though.
Yeah, I'm just saying,
but,
like.
But that's what I'm saying, though. Like, it's like.
You say Shaq's better than Tim, but Kobe's not?
Shaq's better than Kobe.
I don't know about that one.
I mean, I feel like we're forgetting about Kobe because Kobe, to me, is the greatest. I don't care how many points LeBron got. I feel like I've never seen a nigga do
but
what
he mimicked,
I've seen Kobe
he,
do.
He mimicked Jordan.
But he mimicked everybody. If you watch Muse, shout out to Muse on Showtime, Kobe Bryant's little documentary before he died. He was like, I hate when people say I just did Jordan. He said, I did everybody. I was a student of the game. When his daddy was overseas, he said, I watched everybody play in the 70s, 80s. Then he came to the league. You feel me? And they were showing glimpses of little people he was doing. People don't even know the name of, but I feel like we forgetting about Kobe, man. Kobe won it without Shaq. We seen him drop 80 on niggas' heads. We seen him shoot. He shot better than everybody.
I mean, to be the greatest, you got to be great from start to finish. You feel me?
Well, that's only one nigga that did that.
And that's LeBron. That's LeBron. You feel me?
That nigga had a movie coming in. Who?
Right.
as soon as he came in.
LeBron, it's not. It's like, at this point, it's not even a conversation.
Right.
Anymore. You don't think it is?
No.
I still think.
Because even though, like, I put it like this, like, Jordan. Like, when you talking about best player, it's like different aspects. Are you talking about on the court and stats? Or are you talking about influence and culture?
Mm-hmm. See there.
That's Jordan.
Jordan's the goat off the court.
That's what I'm saying. Jordan's influence and culture. You feel me? It's kids that never, ever watched a Jordan game that wore Jordans. And it's a lot of kids that watch LeBron every time he played but don't got a pair of shoes of LeBron's lineup. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
I'm going to put it in order. LeBron's legacy, Jordan best shoe, Kobe best player, offense, defense.
You had to put him in there.
I mean, because we can't forget about Kobe. Like, Kobe was my childhood. Kobe, AI, Pauper, all them niggas. But Kobe outshined all them niggas. He never went to no other team, put a little something together over here.
But you got to think, though, Jordan created the modern basketball game.
Yeah, he did.
He did.
Like, and he changed the shit
from the old Magic type game. Yeah. You feel me with Conrad? Jordan really cultivated.
But if you bringing that up, you gotta bring Steph Curry into the conversation.
I think he changed the game for
without Jordan, there ain't no Steph Curry's and all that.
Yeah.
You feel me?
But I think
like Jordan really like
Steph's legacy
switched the style up of
he
basketball.
Did, though. You remember that video with Boston and Birds and he's backing up and he hadn't seen that yet. That nigga was
like, he basically professionalized street ball.
Yeah.
In a way.
And dunking on niggas. And shit like that. But I feel like if we throwing Steph in there, it has to be Steph made. I love Steph, but Steph he made the game watered down. Yeah. It's everybody wants to shoot a bunch of threes, live or die bad. You can't get in. You can't play no defense on these niggas now, so he can shoot wherever he want without you fucking with him. So it's kind of him and Brian. They really to me they watered up the game. You cannot touch these niggas no more. If you watch, not even Jordan them play. You watch 2000s. They hip checking. I'm putting you where I want you to go. You know what I mean? You got the glove. He's stealing everything because he's rough with you too. He's on you and he can swipe at the ball. Now it's like. This past playoffs was the best playoffs I've seen because I didn't hear no whistles until, you know, some bullshit. You're like, man, you called that, but y'all ain't called down. You feel me? Yeah. I feel like it was very physical. And that's the type of game that they taking away from NFL, too. But, you know, we done went too long already.
So it's the Big and Lazy Podcast. Give us something good to eat and something good to watch, like a restaurant to try out and, you know, a TV show, YouTube or something.
Something good to eat, something good to watch. Y'all have a Big Pig Beach.
Oh, yeah. Down
the waterfront?
Yeah.
I ain't never had it. It's good?
Yeah, good barbecue.
I have to fuck with that because I used to like going to Tumbleweed down there when they had it.
I ate a lot of good food. Swine. I don't know if I want to give you all my spots up.
Oh, damn. Gatekeeper. This nigga a thumbs down.
A show.
I'm trying to think.
There you go. I got to think of the show.
I'm trying to think. A good show.
I ain't gonna lie, I watch what everybody else watch.
And I don't. I hate that about me. If everybody's watching something, I gotta wait to listen. I don't wanna hear about that shit.
The Boys.
What's it on Netflix?
Prime.
Okay, The Boys. I'm gonna check it out. What's that about?
Superheroes, but it's like real life, like they do what real life people do, like they be fucking and shit.
Oh, what? And, boy, let me check it out.
Niggas and shit.
I say a show, The Last Kingdom. It's on Netflix.
Last Kingdom?
Yeah. It's like some medieval shit. You feel me? But it's about a warrior. You know what I'm saying? He's born from one place, and you know what I'm saying? He's raised in another place.
That's hard right there.
They make him go back and fight against the people.
What's it called again?
He was birthed with The Last Kingdom.
Do y'all,
it'd be like, I'm gonna check that out. Son of Uhtred.
Do y'all, before we get out of here, do y'all got Peacock?
Peacock, what's that?
It's a
streaming service.
Nope. Just get it.
I ain't heard of it.
Just get it.
I might have.
Whatever you do, that's what Fresh Prince was coming on. The new Fresh Prince was coming on. But, man, whatever you do, get loaded. I don't give a fuck.
Watch
the Winnie the Pooh movie.
Winnie the Pooh? The cartoon?
It's about killing. Nah.
It's about what?
Hey.
It's about killing?
Christopher, I'm going to give you a briefing. Christopher Robin grows up, finds him a little bitch, and goes to college. But they telling the story in the beginning that he's also the reason why they was eating. He was bringing them food. But that was in the cartoon. He would bring them shit, you know.
So who they killing? Like,
nigga, everybody. When he went to college, they vowed to never talk again, and they vowed to start killing people. And one person on there, Eeyore didn't want to do it. He's like, you know, we shouldn't be doing. Smoke that nigga. Get him out of here.
What?
Yeah.
The Winnie the Pooh.
It's real life.
Oh, wow.
I think it's called Pooh. I was watching the preview of it.
It's on Tubi?
Nah, it's on Peacock.
It sounds like some Tubi Peacock. Shit, don't it?
Yeah.
But it's not. It's very, like, I'm thinking, like, even when you seeing them.
Like is it a cartoon, though?
No. And once you seeing them, it's like, yo, this is some creepy-ass shit.
It's a movie?
Yeah, it's probably the best scary movie I watched, even though it ain't really scary. Yeah. But it's like, man, I wish I was on some shrooms or something. Probably would have took me somewhere else, but
we're gonna come back.
Y'all do shrooms?
Can we come back?
Yeah.
We're gonna come back. We gotta come make a beat for y'all.
Yeah, we gotta okay. On the spot.
Okay. Man,
that'd be
under 15 minutes.
That's cool. We're gonna do that.
Without no sound, we ain't even gonna listen to the beat while we making it.
I'm just saying, nigga make it without even hearing it.
Yeah. Just is that how he's coming?
Like, yeah, smack.
You heard him, man.
The that's smack mob, man. Stand a lot of ground, certain keys, men of business.
Yeah, tell him about the smack mob before we get out of here real quick.
So the smack mob, that's our production group. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? Don Screws, the smack guy, Kappa, is that your shit? You know what I'm saying? We just the youngest, hottest producers in the city. You know what I'm saying? Touching every corner of the concrete.
Mm-hmm. There we go. You heard him. East, west, south. Come work with us. Come fuck with us.
Everybody.
For sure, man. And y'all welcome Bowling back Green, anytime, man.
Lexington. You know what I'm saying? Nap, Cincinnati. Nap, Chicago, Atlanta.
Yes, sir.
Just Tampa, like that.
New York, Miami, Houston, mm-hmm. L.A.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying?
Like and subscribe, tap in, and just like that, we out.
This podcast was produced by B. Haywood for Confirmed Podcast Network.
Hey, B. Haywood, Confirmed Podcast Network. Thank you for all the continued support. Continue to check out We Them Girls Podcast, as well as Big and Lazy Podcast on the Confirmed Podcast Network. We love you. Thank you for the support. And keep on listening. We got more content coming for y'all. Thank you.
Hey, this is B. Haywood, executive producer of Confirmed Multimedia. And if you want extra content, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/confirmed and get early access to all of our content.
You're listening to Confirmed.